it is saying here Srivas Thakur, like that Srivas Thakur, he's very dear. He's very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And secondly, and the son of Srivas Thakur, that's a siksha for the people of the world, that how Nitya, Nitya, Anitya. What is Nitya? What is eternal? What is Nitya? And what is temporary? That is shown there. Atma is an eternal, is Nitya. Atma is there, then you can see everything. If Atma, if the body doesn't have Atma, then what happens to all the senses of the body? It doesn't work. That's why in Upanishad it says, so Atma, they do the darshan of Atma. So we should do apne aap, dekho ourselves, we ourselves should have darshan of Atma. We ourselves is not having this Atma darshan. So he's saying we should ourselves, how can we have darshan of Atma? Because with these material senses, we cannot have darshan. With these material senses, we can only see material things. Or with chit sastu, with the transcendental senses, then we can have transcendental darshan. One is chit and one is achit. Achit means maya. Chit means who is nitya, eternal. Atma is, what is said about Atma? Atma is anu chit, very small, minute. And what is said about Bhagwan? Brihat chit. Priya chit is Bhagwan. Anu chit is jiva atma. Means minute. So first you should have jnana of your atma. In Bhagavat it says Atma Jigyasa. Jigyasa means you have to ask yourself. Sanatana Goswami asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Goswami Pad, he didn't ask who Bhagwan is. So first question he asks is, who am I? Who am I? So many questions. Who am I? Why in this material world I am suffering three folds of miseries? Why am I burning in this material world of these three folds of miseries? What is the reason for it? And how can I be Kalyan? How can I be delivered? What is sadhan and sadhya? What is sadhan? What is the process and what is the goal? In Vedanta darshan, it says Brahma. What does Vedanta darshan? Adhato Brahma Jigyaso. In Vedanta Sutra, in Bhagavad, there is a sloka, Tathu Atma Jignasa. First ask a question, who am I? What is this material world? Why am I here? Why have I come here? And we will leave. When is Utsav? You know when there is a festival? You have prasad. And Sami, you know, so in the festival, what do we do? We serve Thakurji Bhog very nicely. And then we have prasad. And then what happens? We leave them. We leave, right? What do we leave? What do we leave behind? The plate. The paper plate. We leave. Then who lifts that paper plate? So what is the purport? We have to learn. We have to realize who we are. I am not this body. I am Atma. Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada is saying the intelligent person will think just with one word the whole Mahaprabhu Sanatana Goswami is not an ordinary person. Sanatan is not an ordinary person. Yes, if an ordinary person asks the question, but the person who is realized person, who is knowledgeable person, that person asks the question, then there is a bow that in that, like we saw, like Trivikram Goswami Maharaj. He used to ask the questions like this in front of Gurudev. So he said, "Oh, is this just a question, ordinary question?" He said, "No, actually, it's a very deep question. We have to think about it. The greater the jnani person, the vidvant, you know, the who are absorbed, who are expert in the bhajan, and they have got realization, then their question will be very deep. They pick up that upparti, on the surface it looks, it's ordinary. Who doesn't know who we are? You can ask this question, just like Sanatan Goswami asks this question, who am I? If he asks you, who are you? Who are you? Then you will give a name for your body. I will speak one small katha. There was one person who was giving harikatha. He was giving a katha of this beautiful form of Bhagwan Krishna. He was describing the form of Bhagwan's Krishna, how beautiful Bhagwan is, that in Srimad Bhagavatam it's described how beautiful Krishna is, how he goes cowherding with his sakhas, and he's got beautiful clothes on, ornaments on, and he's got a peacock feather on his forehead. And he's got Pitambar, Natavar. How he's dancing. Like, Nartho, like how, with, you know, with the dancing steps in his three pagan, how he's walking, and on his lips, how he's holding the flute. And with his other arm, he's got his arm around one of the sakhas on his shoulder, on the shoulder of the sakha. Vaijanti Mala. And how beautiful Vaijanti Mala he's got around his neck with the five different types of flowers. That how he's got beautiful garland, made of five different flowers around his neck, and how is with his side long lens eyes, how he's watching everything. Wherever the Krishna's footprints are imprinted on the ground, how the Lord Brahmas, and they are coming to take darshan. Even the Lakshmis, who don't have, even the Brahma and Shivs, they come into pranam to the footprints, of his footprints. Vridha means Brahmaji. When Krishna, when he goes to go cow herding in Vrindavan, when he puts one foot and then he lifts one and puts the other foot, and the Brahma and the Devatas, they come and take the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna and put it on their head. So when Krishna is walking forward, then Brahma and the Devatas, they come and they're doing archan, they're doing worshipping those feet, that prince. Footprints of Krishna and taking that dust. Vridha means Brahmaji. That is the Mahima of the Charan of Bhagwan. This is how beautiful glorification of Krishna is. Gahani. This. So like this, so all this, so glorification of this Krishna is saying, so this Bhakta is speaking, and all the devotees are very absorbed, that how beautiful Krishna is, and they're listening to this Katha. Oh, everybody says, oh, how beautiful Krishna is. Even in Bhagavad it says, even the Paramatma Bhagwan, he's got three roops. Brahman, Brahmati, Brahman, Brahmati, Bhagwan, Sabdati. This ek Bhagwan, according to your bhavana, then that Bhagwan gives them that darshan in that bhavana. According to your bhavana. So in that sabha, there was one Nirakar person. He didn't have faith in Bhagwan. He didn't have faith that Bhagwan has got a form. So when he learned, when he heard this description of Bhagwan, he asked this question. In Sababe, there was one Nirakar person. He would not believe in the form of Bhagwan. He asked one question. You tell me, whatever you are telling me, describing of Bhagwan, you are describing as if you are taking the darshan of Charakshag. You are taking the darshan of Bhagwan and then describing. So he said, yes. He said, okay, tomorrow, so he's saying, okay, when you have darshan of Bhagwan, you give him one of my news. So he said, okay, you giving me address. Yes, so you give this message to Bhagwan, that give him his address. So he gave his address. What address did he give? So he gave his own house, his house address. So he said, whose address is this? This is my house address. So he said, I didn't ask you Bhagwan's, your house address. This is your house address. I am asking your address. Sorry, I missed that. So if somebody asks you, give me your address, then what will you do? We will give our, you will give your house address. But you don't have a house. But it's not your house. But I said, I asked your address. I didn't ask house address. So what is your address? What is your address? So Bhagwan can come to you. I can ask Bhagwan to come to you. So whose address? Atma's address. What is the address of Atma? So this question is, who am I? Yes. Do you understand? What is the address? What is your address? So what is my swarup? My Atma. What is my swarup? What is his swarup? Jiva swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das. Jiva is Nitya Krishna Das. But by saying Das, it's not that easy. It's not that easy. So, what is the meaning of Das? Das means Sevak, Seva. The meaning of the word Das is Seva, Sevak. Seva. Sevak, sorry, Sevak. Sevak Abhiman. So that's why. So when you have this Sevak Abhiman, Sevak Anubhav, it's very hard. I am Sevak. What happens by saying I'm Sevak? Then Seva Vritti is there. Seva Vritti is the dharma of the swarup. Seva, what is Seva? Then when we have Abhiman, we have ego, like saying I am a Sevak. What is my address is Seva. I have to serve. And what type of Seva is Seva is some do the Dasya Bhav Seva, some do Sakya Bhav Seva, then some do Vatsalya Bhav Seva, some in Madhurya Bhav do Seva. So the dharma of the swarup,
anubandha.
Skip anything. Prabhupada is written. Bhava, rasa, vat, seva. So, bhav. What is bhav? What relationship I have? Then rasa, with some is doing it. Rasa, ras, sakya, and some are doing it. Sakha, in a friendship. Or mata and father, parental, or vatsalya bhav. And what is seva in madhurya bhav? That is beloved. This is a seva. So, jive, okay, it says jive swarup hai nitya Krishna das. But das means seva, seva, seva vritti. That is the swarup. That is the swarup of a jiva. That's why saying, they're saying atma. Means a suicide if they. So then it's a big punishment for the atma. Like, you know, he's talking about nirakar. So if you want to punish, 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 like Jod, you know, they are
Jod,
they live there in coma, like they, you know, we want to merge in Brahma Jyoti. They are not dead, but they are in coma. It's like committing suicide. But that's why Bhakti Pragyananda Keshav Goswami said that is the dand, that is the punishment they get who want to merge with the Brahma Jyoti. By merging with Brahma, you don't become Brahma. For example, a stone. If you put a stone in the river, in the water, the pathar will not become water. What will happen? What will happen to the stone? The stone will just remain in that water. So, stone will not become water, right? So similarly, the jivas who want to merge with Brahman, they will not become Brahma. They will just remain there, just like the stone, how stone remains in that water. That doesn't mean that Atma Swarup Vritti is destroyed. That's why Mahaprabhu. This is Mahaprabhu says Jiva Swarupe Nitya Krishna Das. In many how many kalpas when by the desire of Bhagwan that comes back to, into the sansar world, material world, and they come in the they do some saksan, and they get sukriti, and then with their sukriti then they have the realization of this swarup. It's a nice slok. It's a very nice in Satanga. In this sansar, there are many different ways, different processes. It's very easy, and the simple process is satsang, association of sadhu sang, katha amritam, and listening to katha. Listen to my katha. When Bhagwan Krishna doing this, so there were many rishis, and they came to be have darshan to Bhagwan. They asked a question. There are many. You do tithvas. You stay in tithvas. It's not necessary that you are pure. You can do many dan. You know, you can do. You do so much chariot, so much donation in charity. Doesn't mean that your heart will get pure. Even for hajaro sal, many sevas. Even then you do seva, your heart is not going to be pure. Even if you do dan, you know, charity, donation of food, there is no guarantee that your heart will be pure. There is no guarantee. But Bhagwan is saying, but if you listen to my katha from the lotus mouth in the association of a Sant Mahatma, then very very easily your heart will be purified. That Hriday, your Hriday, your heart, and you, with your ears, that your ears will listen to this madhur, beautiful madhur katha. You are listening to katha. Everybody's katha. There are some very special kathas that you listen to. That time, all your anathas are destroyed. In Bhagavad it says, if you listen with Shraddha, if you listen with faith, in Bhagavad it's a katha. Srila Sukadev Goswami is saying to Parikshit Maharaj, this is slok. What he said? Acharan. If you don't do acharan,
this
Who the poison? Who drank the poison? The Shivji drank the poison. If Shivji, if somebody else takes the poison, if they drink the poison, then it will be death. Die. In the Ras Lila Katha, this in two slokes, one is this Ras Lila is so beautiful Katha. What do you do? Shravan, listen to it. Listen to this beautiful Ras Katha with Shraddha. Anusuna means from Guru's mouth. Anusuna means from the mouth of Guru, from the Sadhu's mouth. Listen to it from Sadhu's mouth. Anusuna means there are many earths of Anusuna. Anu means Anugata. Anugata under the shelter of Sravana Kirtanam. Anugata. Also listening Kirtan, you have to be under the shelter of with the faith. Anusuna. What is saying? When Katha, Bhagwan's, this Ras Lila Katha is very powerful. This Ras Lila Katha of Bhagwan is so powerful that even if you've got anathas, that anathas, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Madhurya Kadambi is saying that how can that be possible that anathas can be destroyed even if you have anathas. In Shastra it says Sraddha, Sadhu Sang, Bhajan Kriya, Nista, Ruchi. There is a process. Chitta. Suddhi. Yes, there is a process. Niyam, process, asana. There is a regulation. There are rules and regulations. There is a process. There is a. But here it's saying that you can easily get prem. This is by listening to this. Katha. So for example, if there is darkness and the sun comes in, automatically darkness disappears. If you open the door, in the light, the sunlight of the sun enters the room, you don't have to remove the darkness. Automatically the sunlight goes in the room, the darkness is gone. Here is saying, it's not ordinary prem you get, sarvatam prem, kama atmika prem you get by listening to this katha. The braj prem. That how can that be possible? This is called achinta shakti. Achinta shakti. In this material world, is there any achinta? Everything is. What is it in this material world? Achinta? jewels. Mantra.
Some herbs.
They have jadi-butiya, all the herbs, you know, different type of herbs. They are powerful, right? They have siddhis, like they work. Achinta. They are also achinta. With his eyes you cannot see. But like it's, but the potency is in there, the energy is there. But with our eyes we cannot see. The achinta. So Bhagavat Shakti is achinta. Wherever there is achinta Shakti, with these material eyes, we will not be able to recognize it. Even with this Shastra Gyan, we will not be able to realize that. Bhagavan is independent. Bhakti Param Bhagavati Pralap. This, what is very difficult? What is the disease in this material world? Everybody says Kaam. Kaam is the biggest disease. Even Narad and Brahma, all these great personalities, they also were Kaam. In this material world, money. What did he say last thing? What did he say? In this material world, money. Yes, even the great personalities like Shivji and Brahma and the Devatas, they cannot even conquer the Kaam. So what to speak about ordinary Jivas? Even during the ocean, churning of the ocean, then what happened to Shivji? What I'm trying to say is, he was very dangerous. Disease is Kaam. Who won that Kaam is Bhagwan Samsundar Krishna. If you listen to this Raslila Katha, what is the name of the Katha? Kaam Vijay. So victory. Kaam Vijay Katha. So Raslila. So by listening to Raslila, you have victory. Kaam Vijay. There are so many beautiful Katha. But Bhagwan Sam Sundar is showing this. This Kaam Gayatri, Kaam Beach, the beach of Kaam Gayatri is The Gayatri Mantra, the Kam Gayatri Mantra that we chant, that's a beach mantra. One is beach mantra and one is Kam Gayatri Mantra. So there it's. The Krishna in Vrindavan, the Swarup that of Krishna is Vrindavan. No, this no. It's so beautiful that you cannot. What's that word? That you cannot even imagine the beauty. This roop that Vasudev Krishna in Dwarka, Pradyuma, Anuruddha. Even that Vasudev Krishna, even he, when he looks at the Vrindavan roop of Krishna, his heart is melted. That what is this beautiful swarup of Krishna in Vrindavan? That in Lalit Madhava it's described. This katha has been described. Krishna. This is a Dwaraka katha. One day, Krishna. He went to Nava Vrindavan. He was wandering around in Nava Vrindavan. So he had such a. Satya Brahma's Pitaji's. Satyavat, he was given two things. One is Nava Vrindavan, and the second gave a beautiful Lalit in Lalit Madhava Natak. It says he got beautiful Vigraha. That Satya Bhama, she didn't show it to Krishna, that beautiful Vigraha. She hid that Vigraha. And she, Satyabhama, she was serving with the Nav Krishna. One day Krishna, he was walking and he came to Nava Vrindavan. And he saw how beautiful that Vrindavan is, how beautiful. There's birds, lata, creepers, peacocks, how beautiful. It was like Saksat, it looked like Saksat Vrindavan. And so by looking at that, Krishna started to remember the actual Vrindavan. So it was Dwarka Krishna started to remember Vrindavan. Then he saw there was like a beautiful kunj that was decorated with, and there was a tribhanga Lalit. Krishna, what the description I gave about Krishna before, like there was a vigraha of beautiful Krishna in three banded fold. He saw that. So when Krishna, Dwarka Krishna, saw that, he said, oh, how beautiful. This is such a beautiful vigraha. How beautiful he is. How beautiful this vigraha is. Then somebody is doing puja, archan. There was chandan, pushpa, flowers, sugandha, scent, fragrance. Doing archan. So he said, Krishna said to Madhumangal, so in this Dwarkapuri, who we serve in this beautiful Krishna here in Dwarkapuri? It has to be Madhurya Ras, right? Madhurya Ras, who can serve Krishna in that form? So Lakshmi Narayan, they cannot do Narada Krishna Seva. They will do Lakshmi Narayan. They will serve Lakshmi Narayan. They will reject, they will not serve Radha or Krishna. So Krishna is thinking and he's asking this to Madhumangal. Madhumangal is not come, so he said, So he said, tomorrow we'll come early, so then we'll know which pujari, whoever does the puja will come. So Vrinda Satya Brahma. So this, then Satya Brahma in, they came and did the puja. They did the puja and they left. Then the third day, Madhumangal said, we'll come again. Then Krishna and Madhumangal came again a third day. And then the Satya Brahma and Navaranga, so they removed the vigram. So he said, hey Krishna, now you sit here in that vigra, in that swarup. And they decorated him in that swarup with the, you know, like how you decorate like that. He decorated with. Then Satya Brahma or Navavrinda. Satya Brahma, she used to do vigra seva, like with flowers. So seva. Bas, Krishna is standing in that position. Satya Brahma is doing all the puja, like, you know, putting mala, flower mala on him, and then dressed him with nice, beautiful clothes, and then put chandan. So Satya Brahma said today, hey Navavrinda, all these days I have been serving this vigra, but today this is a different feeling I'm having. So this vigra Satsat wants to talk to me. If you look at the leaves, if you touch his leaves, they look like real. And his eyes, how his eyes are looking at us. No, vigra, do they blink? But this vigra, blinking. Sorry, it's blinking. I'm good. He knows he's so irritated. Thank you. Today, what is this vigra? Is the eyes is blinking. Like, oh, you touch it, you feel the warmth. This vigra is feeling warm. That's right. Satya Brahma said, hey Prabhu, who are you? Are you Vrindavan Krishna? Then Krishna started to talk. This is a long katha, but I will say in summarize it. Actually, you are not Satya Brahma, you are my beloved Radha. So Satya Brahma said, I am Radha. Then where is Chandravali? Rukmani is Chandravali. Rukmani. Is Rukmani Rup is Chandravali. Then what about the other Asta, Lalita Sakhi, all the other Sakhis? She said, ask Satya Brahma, said, I'm Radha and you are that Krishna. Then you leave this place, Dwarkapur, take me to Vrindavan. Leave this Dwarkapur place and take me to Vrindavan. In this Lalit Madhav Natak, this beautiful Katha has been described. Then Radha and Krishna, Milan, separation of Radha and Krishna near Yamuna, bank of the Yamuna. Then Radha, Krishna spoke all these different kathas of that. Now Radhaji is saying, take me there, take me to Vrindavan. Until we don't go to Vrindavan, that we will not get peace. Only things in Golok Vrindavan, Swarup. All the jeev, I've got tissues. Like from the Tataksha Shakti, when the jeev have the potency, when the jeev are manifested, there is a potency already there. So from the potency, some have potency of Vaikunth, some have potency of Ayodhya, some potency of Golok Vrindavan. Mukta Brigaha Vichar. What I'm saying is the Dwarkadish Krishna, that Vasudev is called Vasudev Krishna. Even he is got eagerness to hear and have darshan of this beautiful swarup of Rajendra Nandana Krishna. That how beautiful is, how we can have that darshan. Jivera Swarupe Nitya Krishna Das. I started. Das means everybody is Das. Das Bhav is Seva Bhav. Sevak Bhav. Also Krishna is serving. Sevak Hogiti Bhi, even he's doing Seva. It's right. Krishna is serving Radharani's children. So Krishna is serving Radhaji's charan. So he's sevak. He's also serving.